When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saving money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment. Plus the weekly flyer today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on
Japan Top 10. Welcome
to Japan Top 10 special episode May 2024. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Haru.
First, before we get started, we have a few announcements. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget? Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Again, jtop10.jp to find out more.
And we are currently looking for a new on-air host like us to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you.
I can second that being a great opportunity. And are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and especially if you want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. That email is nola, N-O-L-A, at jtop10.jp.
And finally, if you are enjoying this episode, remember you can receive up to triple the amount of songs by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at a dollar. Plus, you will receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
Now, today, for our special episode, we have an extremely interesting subject because there is so much to say about Japanese horror films, as they have evolved greatly over time due to a diverse range of influences.
They take their root in Japanese horror genre in general, which began to take shape during the Edo and Meiji period, so between the 17th and 20th centuries. The first form of this genre was as kaidan, or strange stories, which typically contained supernatural and ghost-like elements. Interestingly, kaidan originally were of a Buddhist nature, intended to relay lessons on karma and other action-based normals. These stories especially took on a popular audience, however, as printing technologies began to progress and pictures of certain popular ghosts and supernatural entities were in circulation, kaidan widely contain folklore elements.
Kabuki and no also are and were formats to express Japanese horror. These are a theatrical form that express vengeful spirits and death as theatrical plays. Many films have been influenced by the stories and concepts expressed by these plays, and therefore also influenced the Japanese horror movie genre greatly. Elements of kabuki and no can be found in Japanese horror films today.
Katsushika Hokusai, the Edo artist most well known for his block prints of Mount Fuji, the one with the boats and waves in front of it, also published 100 horror stories, which was influenced by a traditional game. This series includes figures like the Okiku, the ghost of Oiwa, and the phantom of Kohada Koheiji.
From a more recent view, however, we find that the events of World War II influenced many genres within Japan, and horror films began focusing on radioactive monsters, gory encounters, and, still popular today, kaiju. This post-war era is particularly prevalent when horror popularized within Japan and solidified its status in pop culture.
Since this slasher-style era of horror films, however, the Japanese horror scene has shifted more towards psychologically stressed thrillers. Popular themes include haunted houses, familial trouble, troubled or possessed mothers, and drama. Look into the horror behind the dissolution of the nuclear family in Japan, which is felt as terrifying since loyalty to one's superior has been on the decline and family life has gained a new focus.
Overall, Japanese horror films have had an international influence and have prospered from both domestic tradition as well as international events. We will discuss the music elements of the horror genre as we listen to soundtracks from some of the most popular and eerie horror movies from Japan. So before we get started, Haru, what do you think of Japanese horror films? Do you know any?
To be honest, I think I haven't watched any horror movies before. I mean, I'm not scared of them, but I just don't watch this kind of genre in general. So Vicky, what about you?
I have only watched the cult classics. We won't be mentioning today, but you can always check them out on Wikipedia or other websites because some of them are rather extreme and not as popular as the films we are going to talk about today. Are we ready to talk about some horror movie soundtracks today?
Yes, definitely.
Now for song 4, we have Rat's Evaporation by Hahalemon, 2008 from Tokyo Gore Police.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That was Rats Evaporation by Hahalemon from Tokyo Gore Police. Tokyo Gore Police is quite an interesting movie. It involves a horde of so-called engineers, human monsters that were mutated by the evil Keyman, who gain biomechanical weapons. The engineer hunters are sent out to bring order. Among them is Ruka, who is the main character. She learns that the police force has been abusing citizens and accusing them of being engineers. How will Ruka confront Keyman and the Tokyo Police Commissioner who assassinated her father?
Reviews were quite well, getting an 82% of Rotten Tomatoes. Critics like it, saying it wasn't necessarily bad nor amazing, but did everything it set out to do. It really is a bizarre yet grotesque and provides movie. This song gives off a similar grungy feeling that is apparent in the movie as well.
This song is definitely a grungy, creepy song. I do not recommend listening to this song if you are taking a nighttime walk or might feel like you are living in a horror movie yourself.
Like, I was wondering about engineers. Like, I thought like engineers are like tech people, but I did research and like they are just kind of Nemo predators. It's like they're not like tech guys. They're just predators.
It's kind of like predators are like zombies, but slightly different, which is a little tricky to understand until you watch the film, and then it's like, ah, now I see. It's a good watch. I recommend it.
Oh, do you know this story?
Yes, and I should not give any spoilers, but I do recommend this film, especially comparing to the last film that we mentioned. If you watch Wicked City versus Tokyo Gore Police, you will definitely see how Japan's economy really influences its story plot lines and what people and the writers are really concerned about. That anxiety is really shown in these films.
Wow. You know a lot.
I watch too many movies. thank Netflix and Amazon Prime for all of the free Japanese horror movies that can keep you up all night.
Wow. And we are moving on to the next song. This is Mono no Aware, Do or Do by Yasushi Ishii on November 22nd, 2001 from Helsing. That was Monono Aware, Do. And Hellsing is quite the interesting series. The manga is illustrated by Kota Hirano, which led to a series of anime adaptations and OVAs.
The premise of Hellsing is that he must eliminate the undead and other beasts in order to protect the queen and the country. It is based off of the fictional Royal Order of Protestant Knights, originally led by Abraham von Helsing. In other words, this is in the universe of Dracula, but if it was an anime and add horror to that as well.
Although this is a horror movie episode, we wanted to spice things up and add some anime in too. The Helsing anime is very gory, grotesque, and dark, fitting in with many of the horror movie themes we have been discussing. Some of the OVAs are quite long, like a movie, however.
Yasushi Ishii is a musician who focuses on jazz fusion, experimental, and hard rock. He has also done work as a voice actor and played in bands. He composed the music for the first Hellsing and released the music on two separate soundtracks.
When I listened to this soundtrack, I was surprised with the sound of koto, which is a traditional Japanese instrument. Because like I thought this genre is rock, but suddenly I hear the sound of koto. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then it throws you off because when you watch Hellsing, you're like, oh, this is really violent. Oh, we went from, oh, wow. Also a contradiction. Horror movies, horror animes with contrary sounding soundtracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on to song two, we have Raven, Do As Infinity, released on March 23rd, 2000 from Uzumaki.
We'll be right back.
That was song 2, Raven, Do As Infinity. Uzumaki is a story first featured in the manga by Junji Ito, a very popular artist who is known for his high-quality illustrations, mind-bending panels, and psychologically horrific narratives. He mainly uses themes such as body horror and cosmic horror, as well as elements that incorporate fears of his own, such as those of insects, being watched, war, and death, among many other subjects.
The movie adaptation began production while the manga was still being released, so the ending differs quite a bit.
Uzumaki follows the events of a town that slowly succumbs to spirals. The film makes a concept of the spiral, or a spinning phenomena, somehow scary, as it causes lots of death and supernatural occurrences. The spiral becomes everything, and this infatuation drives the plot forward.
Interesting. And this song is the ending theme for the film. There supposedly was supposed to be a short anime series for Uzumaki. However, by the intended release date at the end of 2023, nothing happened.
I think there are many fans who still really want to see the short anime series.
Do you know Uzumaki?
Yes. Oh. And especially, I would say, I have not read the manga. Instead, I have watched the movie first. So I am scared to read the manga if it differs so greatly. How about you?
I haven't watched the movie and the manga. But yeah, Uzumaki, okay, sounds interesting.
I recommend it, but it is very easy to give spoilers about it. So
okay.
Also, another good watch, especially for listeners who are curious on what they should watch on Netflix, absolutely, please watch.
And the last song of this episode is Virtual Mima, which is a voice version by Masahiro Ikumi in 1998 from Perfect Blue.
Thank you.
that was Virtual Mima. And Perfect Blue is an anime movie that is loosely based off of the book Perfect Blue, Complete Metamorphosis by Yoshikazu Takeuchi.
It features a woman who used to be with an idol group. As she learns of an extreme fan that has been stalking her, many gruesome murders take place around this timeline, and slowly she goes insane as reality and imagination blend together. This theme is common in Satoshi Kon's, the movie director's, other films.
Virtual Mima reflects the eerie, quiet, and anxious elements of the movie. It is both harmonic and sweet, yet repetitive, never-ending, and primal. There is something about the stalking in the movie and the music that reminds one of Predator and Prey.
The film won many awards upon its release and overall won international renown.
Another anime, this movie reveals themes and especially emotions that many Japanese horror films have shown in the past. Even anime has been penetrated by the horror scene.
Very scary anime movie.
Yes, and also the song as well was completely different vibe compared to other songs that we listen to. It was very creepy.
Yeah, I would say the feeling that you get from the song is the same as the movie.
Yeah.
Again, please do not listen to this late at night.
Exactly, yeah. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the end, and we hope you enjoyed it. But we do have another episode coming up in a week from now. Andy and Brinton will bring you the latest cultures episode discussing the topic of the Japanese Yakuza. So please stay tuned for that. And how was this episode, Vicky?
Well, Haru, this episode was rather creepy, especially with so many different songs to listen to and knowing many of these films. For listeners who don't know, Japanese horror films are very different from other countries because there are many things, including daily life, as well as more psychological elements that will probably keep you creeped out for weeks, if not months. What did you think of this episode as well as horror movies, Haru?
So first, I wasn't familiar with kind of movies, but as Japanese, definitely I should watch them. But I feel like I'm not ready to watch horror movies yet. I'm not scared of, ghosts or like supernatural things, but I'm scared of like seeing like violent scenes. I think like most of movies are kind of like 15 or 18 plus kind of restriction. I am over 18, but maybe it's too intense.
Yeah, especially the ones that like involve daily life, such as trains and buses. Those I have to click off. I have to go, no, next channel. Another movie.
Yeah.
So many different films to watch indeed. Many films, many songs.
Yes.
Many recommendations.
Yes. I learned a lot today.
Now, if for listeners, please, if you are listening to this late at night, please maybe listen to the songs in the daytime. That is my life recommendation.
Okay, that's important.
Life lesson of this episode.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and this has been your host, Haru, and...
this has been Vicky.
Yay, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Mata ne. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Right now, all stock outlets with USB ports are on sale. Ditch the need for bulky USB adapters. Upgrade your home with features like ultra-fast charging, allowing you to charge your smart devices up to 40% faster than standard USB outlets. Also, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money.